February 12th, Abraham Lincoln's Oratory. On this day in 1809, the future U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was born. From truly humble beginnings, he was born in a log cabin. Lincoln rose to become one of the world's most famous men. He presided through the Civil War, arguably the most difficult period in the history of the United States, and brought his country to peace and, to a great extent, forgiveness. He was also a charismatic leader and a very gifted orator. John Kennedy famously said of another charismatic orator, Winston Churchill, "He mobilized the English language and sent it into battle." Well, he could have said the same of Lincoln. John Wilkes Booth, a disgruntled Confederate and actor who longed for immortality, is said to have murdered Lincoln by shooting him when he was attending the theatre. This poem, "The Glories of Our Blood and State," by James Shirley, says that only our actions live on, and only the actions of the just. The glories of our blood and state are shadows, not substantial things. There is no armor against fate. Death lays his hand, his icy hand on kings. Scepter and crown must tumble down, and in the dust be equal made with the poor crooked scythe and spade, and garlands wither on your brow. Then post no more your mighty deeds upon death's purple altar. Now see where the victim bleeds. Your heads must come to the cold tomb. Only the actions of the just smell sweet and blossom in their dust. Today I ask that the world be free of those prepared to use violence for their own ends.